Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the Bennett Brothers Podcast for the Marvel's Runaways TV series, Season 3. This is for Episode 1 and 2, and I'm Jerry Bennett.
And I'm Joel Bennett. Thank you for coming back and joining us yet again as we talk about Runaways. We're going to talk about the first two episodes. Like Jerry said, we're going to spoil the heck out of them. It's been a little bit since we both watched these because we got The Mandalorian before this and now this, so our notes are not fresh in our minds, so it should be interesting to go back
and
touch
on these.
It's time
to decipher what did Jerry's notes actually mean.
So we're going to do that. We're going to do the episode Smoke and Mirrors and The Great Escape. The second to last Marvel Cinematic TV show universe.
This is the Marvel television show.
Universe.
Marvel
the
television.
Second to last. I mean, I guess there's a Hellstorm one, but who knows what's going to be up with that. But we have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming up. But we're going to do The Runaways. We've done The Runaways. This is the third season. We did the first two. If you haven't heard them, go find them in any place you get your podcasts, iTunes.
Well, it'd be hard to find these on iTunes because iTunes only plays the last 50
but you can go to Bennett Brothers. You can go to WordPress.
Or 20.
WordPress.com/Bennett Brothers Podcast. You can get all of our podcasts. So go
most
there
of the other places like Stitcher and all those other ones that have it, those I'll keep all of those episodes up there. But yes, run
all 2,000 episodes.
Yeah, a recap. And obviously, if you want to really be awesome, go to Patreon.com/Bennett Brothers Podcast, where we have you given a portal to help us keep the show going, and it's really helpful. And the patrons we have, the few but loyal, wonderful ones, helps us keep the lights on here, and as a reward, we do mini-casts, which we just did put up a mini-cast. I have another one in the gun, ready to go. I'm going to put it up in about 2 weeks, and we're going to be doing more and more. 2020, the year of the mini-cast.
The year of the mini-cast.
That's what they'll call it for. That'll be what the 2020 is famous for. That's it.
Nothing else whatsoever.
And I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020.
Oh, there it is.
So, yes, patreon.com/BennettBrothersPodcast. Give it a listen and help us out. Now, again, the Runaways TV series in the lexicon of Marvel television shows. This was one of the ones that's, you know, we've liked most of them.
Yeah.
And this one has been consistent. In fact, yes. I think each season has gotten progressively better. I still feel that way in this season already. As Joel and I are talking about this, I'm actually 5 episodes in. And we're going to be getting these out sooner. Again, we waited because of The Mandalorian. Joel's almost done with the third.
So, 2.5.
But we are going to get them, and we're going to try and do them in groups of 2. And if we get catch up, maybe we'll do them in ones. But we'll see. This is a really good show. It's much better than Cloak and Dagger, which was kind of, you know. And S.H.I.E.L.D. is up and down, but mostly up. The Netflix shows were up and down.
Did you say S.H.I.E.L.D. is up and down?
But mostly up.
S.H.I.E.L.D. is almost completely. S.H.I.E.L.D.'s the best.
That last season of S.H.I.E.L.D. was the weakest one. And I talked about it. I was fine. It was fine, but I don't really want to watch it versus some of the earlier ones, which I enjoyed more.
Sure.
I think that going back at some of those episodes and Deke and all that stuff don't stand up as well in hindsight, and that's when I'm looking back on them that way. That's all I'm saying.
That's fair. I still think Marvel, the S.H.I.E.L.D. is the premier tentpole of the television shows, in my opinion.
I think Daredevil was a better show.
Daredevil was a good show.
It's not always apples to apples because it's only 30 episodes versus coming on 100 almost at this
exactly.
point.
Exactly. So, but as far as original content, as far as I love Daredevil. I should we're looking at Daredevil 30 episodes versus
over
100 episodes. And I would say there are at least 30 good episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And under
more.
yes, and there are obviously restrictions on networks, and also with this network here. Obviously, this is on Hulu, and I believe it eventually gets a rerun on the FX, called Freeform Network. So we begin Season 3, Episode 1. You said the title was?
Smoke and Mirrors.
And we are left off from last season where Chase has been isolated from the group.
He went to his dad.
Yeah, and we are left with the fact that the mystery was that the alien family, we know that Chase's dad, Victor, Tina, who is Nico's mother, and Stacy, who is Gert's mother. Man, it's hard to keep track of all these names.
Oh, yeah.
Holy moly. You just want to say the kids, like, memorize the kids' names and just call them the parents. And those three are the family members, and we don't know who the fourth member is. Do you know who the fourth member is yet?
They stopped the ship getting off the planet.
Yes.
And so the aliens went out and dispersed.
But his
I thought in the second episode or the first episode, one of them, they alluded that it was Gert. But I can't remember that being the case.
Okay, so
I thought she talked to someone and was like, "Yeah, I'm in the thing," and like I was like, "Oh, it's Gert." But for some reason, I vaguely remember that, and I don't know if it's true, so I don't know exactly who it is. I'm pretty sure it's her, but...
Okay, so again, I'm trying to put together my five episodes.
Because you know by now?
I do know who the alien is, and I'm going to, when we get into that episode, I'm not sure if it's three, four, it's not in five, I think it's in three or four, and is, it ties in a way to something in the comics in a way that I was like, okay, that's maybe. Well, again, I'm not sure. I haven't gotten
another
way
to it. Let's not talk about that now because we're not.
I'm not spoiling anything other than it. I know now.
Sure.
So here we go with this episode. This episode opens up where Chase is kind of doing some action where he saves Gert, and we find out that he is in what is that thing called again?
But they
call it. I have it written down.
They call it the framework.
No, they don't call it the framework.
It is what that's what it is, though. I mean, let's be real. For those of you who watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're in the framework. They're in an algorithm.
Algorithm, that's what they call
they're
it.
They're in an algorithm, but it's the framework.
Okay.
It allows you to live in a virtual reality world where you're in a pod being like fed stuff. So that's cool. I mean, I wish they'd be like, you're in a framework.
So Chase is in a sequence where he's rescuing Gert and he's being the hero. Chase's mom, whose name is escaping me right now, but it'll show up in my notes later. Leslie, yeah. There it is. No, Leslie's Caroline's mom. God darn it. Gosh darn it.
There's keep going, keep going.
Catherine? No. Darius?
Send away.
Zavin?
Janet.
It's not Janet.
Yeah, Janet's Chase's mom. Get out of here.
So Janet
is, became a good guy last season. She finally...
We need to talk about how they're dealing with these parents here, but Janet is in a happy scenario with her husband Victor, where she's happy and he's just loving.
Omelets.
And Carolina is getting married to Nico, and they're all in these dreams. We also learn that the bad guys. I have written.
Here decipher. We go, everyone.
Oh my god! I wrote down bad guys sent to Magic Land. I'm writing about those cops, the black cop who had the group who, remember Nico sent them off somewhere. I said, well, okay, so I have bad guys were sent to Magic Land.
So Magic Land is this place where like Nico goes to, and this is where we get to see a new character.
Morgan Le Fay.
Morgan Le Fay, who's played by
Mike Myers.
Elizabeth Hurley. And she's in. I don't know if that's comic appropriate outfit, but like she's in not a normal outfit. That is a very scantily clad outfit.
Her Elizabeth Hurleys are on display.
Yeah, Jesus. But like,
on proud display in the window at Bloomingdale's.
I'm watching. I'm like, oh my god, it's almost uncomfortable.
Oh no.
But
I've never been more comfortable watching a Marvel show.
But I'm saying like it's not. You know, they live in the real world here. They're not wearing costumes really outside of Molly's headdress. There's no costumes in this show. And like Marvel sometimes does the costume universe, sometimes it goes into another way. So to see someone in a full on like 1980s comic book style costume is what I feel like this is. I don't know the character.
I feel that she is in an outfit of, well, again, I'm not sure how they're doing this character, but knowing that the character's name is Morgan Le Fay is an Arthurian character who is Arthur's half sister and a nemesis for Merlin in the King Arthur legends. So of that time period,
what she's wearing there is not time period appropriate at all.
It's a time period of I'm an evil wizard from
with
the King Arthur time.
Neckline. What are you talking? No way.
Did you ever see the movie Excalibur when she's this character in Excalibur who was played by her boobs are on display in that one.
You're doing, a movie from the 80s that's representing King Arthur time.
That time
You're
period,
saying
yes.
that's time period appropriate, even though it's a movie made in
it's
the 80s.
It's a fantasy
we have no
time
idea.
Period.
It is, but it isn't. It's a fantasy
No, King
time
Arthur
period,
didn't
but,
exist. He's not a real guy.
But there's a time period for it. Knights and all that kind of stuff that actually
Yeah, exactly.
Happened.
And what about Merlin's outfit? I can't believe I'm on this tangent right now.
But her outfit. Well, it's not a tangent because her outfit was striking. We both went, oh.
Yeah, I know, but you're saying it's comic book appropriate, and that's fine. I agree with you, but I also.
I don't know if it's comic book appropriate.
I'm saying, because I look at it and I say, it's something that you would see on Asgard. It's something that you would see. In this time period, and that's how I approach it. Like she's from the fantasy time period that. That's all.
I will agree with that. That's what I'm getting at. Is that her costume stands out so much in this show because we do not get costume pieces like that in this show. Very rarely do we. I mean, I can't think of one outside of Molly's hat. So to see that was like, whoa, this is weird having this in the Runaways show. But I'm asking you, though, because I don't know. I don't read the comics, and I've never seen the character in the comics.
There's no specific costume of that character. Whenever she pops up in a comic book, the way Merlin would pop up or the way the Black Knight would pop up, they're like, it's not as much like, oh, that's the Lone Ranger's outfit. Yeah. It's not like that.
Well, it's
that
interesting.
I don't know.
It reminds me of, like, the Scarlet Witch. Like, the Scarlet Witch's costume is ridiculous and costumey, but they changed it for the Marvel movies. But, you know, that's what her costume reminds me of, is that ridiculous, non-functional costume. Like, you don't wear that around, like, I'm going to be fighting stuff kind of thing.
All right, I'm looking up right now, Morgan Le Fay, Marvel, and these are the outfits. You can see that her Le Fays are clearly...
Oh, yeah,
in
the
view.
Le Fays are...
They're Le Faying all over the place.
Boobing boobily.
Yes. So that's how she is drawn. And that's how the character is... You know, here's an image of how she's drawn on a Marvel cartoon show. You know, not so plunging, but still the same, you know, evil witchress, sorceress,
blah, blah, blah. That doesn't look anything like the costume that Elizabeth Hurley is wearing.
That's what she looks like. She's just got on a, you know, she's got some attention.
Yeah, the high slit thighs. No, so, okay, it's interesting to point out, because it's a new character.
Yes.
To be honest, I didn't know it was Elizabeth Hurley. I actually thought, I'm like, is that one of the parents? Like, did they just doll up one of the parents? And it took me a second to realize.
Well, I recognized her, and I did know going into it that she was in this, so that I don't know how much that had to play into it. We cut back to our main group, and Zavin is running around. She can't find Carolina. Meanwhile, Alex has set up these really complicated TVs, which I was going to say something until one of the characters did, when he's like, I set this up so we can watch TV, and one of them, Nico, goes, why don't we just turn the sound up on the television? And I loved that. I was like, absolutely. That's
fantastic.
I also
have to point this out, because it had been a minute since we saw season two. I was like, who's Zavin? I couldn't remember who she was, because she was introduced in the second season late and real quick. She's like,
and
this
I was
person,
excited
like,
for her because she's a comic book character, one of the team.
The show starts to get into her more in these first two episodes.
Having said that, she's not very much like the actual the book one as much.
But the TV show starts to get into her again. Her character rocks. Her character is awesome in the show.
Interesting. They're watching an alien press conference on television, and we cut to anytime we cut.
They're not watching an alien press conference. They're watching the press conference with the aliens in it.
Yes.
Like, so the Pride is doing it, but it's the one. And
yes.
And how do you feel about Nico's mom, Totes? Cool. I think she's doing a great job as an actress.
Again,
but like,
she's just like the actress who plays May. When she dresses young looking, she looks like she could be.
I just
16,
I think it's
17.
So funny. I feel like it's like writers writing like young people trying to talk.
But
cool.
I'm just saying she's a very young looking face when she needs to, and then you know so I like that character actually. I like how they're doing that. We cut also anytime we see Leslie, who's pregnant. I just wrote down here.
Overalls?
Constantly holding pregnant belly.
In
like,
overalls.
Just carrying that belly. I got to hang on to it. Got to put my hands. Got to touch that belly. And we cut, and we also find out, remember Gert? Gert is now being held hostage by her dad.
Yes.
Whose name is? Stacy and Mortimer.
Mortimer. Keep going.
Goober.
This is what we do every podcast with this
it's
show.
It's kind of funny.
Dale.
All right. I wrote down here. Okay, yeah. Hello, Watson. I've discovered a new clue.
Welcome
somebody has written down here.
Podcast where we don't know the names.
Alien
and we
breakfast.
Don't know what we wrote.
All right. So the family's eating breakfast. Blah blah blah. And I wrote down here. Okay. Sorry, this is making me laugh. All right. So the kids are talking about they have to be prepared to kill their parents. This show is such an interesting blend of. What we have to deal with the parents, they decided to give the parents a much more prominent role in the show than the books. Again, in the books, they're all supervillains. They're all pretty much evil or bad. They may like their kids, but they're not good people. And, spoiler alert for the comics, they all get wiped out. After so many issues, they're done. Now, there is some time travel later in the series,
sure.
So some come back here and there, but they're all taken out. So, now that we've spent all this time with them, and they've grayed these characters, specifically Dale and Stacy, but they've grayed these characters out, and this is the last season. I don't know how it's going to end. I don't know how it's going to wrap up, but no matter what they do, no matter what good these characters do, you cannot get past the point, and the kids can't get past the point, they are mass... They've murdered 17 children.
Yeah.
They're terrible. Going to burn in hell.
I feel like the show is trying to gray them, especially with Alex's mom.
Yeah, Leslie and... Oh, no, Alex's mom. She's mom, really bad. She killed Darius.
She killed Darius. Yeah, in cold blood. Yeah, Catherine. She killed Darius in cold blood. So it's like... I feel like as I'm watching these episodes, I'm like, are they trying to gray her up some more? So she's like, you know, I'm going to, you know, sacrifice for the family and stuff like that. I'm like,
It's really tricky because our kids want to like the characters. And as viewers, we kind of want to like the characters. Some of them, like yeah. Leslie and
Dale. And
yeah, it's like yeah. We want them to be like, oh, but they're not the bad ones. You know, I will say later on in the season, one of the episodes I've seen, they actually deal with Molly's parents because they're the ones who got killed off early. Mm-hmm. And so like maybe they were good and they kind of told us that they were good at one point.
Yeah, they tried to...
But I don't know if that's true or not.
We learned in the previous seasons, they learned what was down in the hole with the spaceship. And then since they got too close, Jonas had them killed.
Yes. Nice. I'm glad you remember that. We see Alex's parents, the Wildlers, they go and their lawyer. Janet knows at one point when we cut back over, she knows that she's in the algorithm.
Yeah, I love that moment when she finally figures it out because she's super smart. She's one of the super smart ones in the show.
But Victor has been an abusive, super intelligent
husband.
She's
like, this isn't right. And I love it. I love when she figured that out.
I wrote down here, Leslie is really preggo. Because they kept showing. She's like, she's, water's going to break any second. Any second. So then we have a segment where Molly is talking with Zavin, and she says that she's an orphan. She's a Zartan, or Zartan. She is not a Skrull, even though she can... A Zartan is a race, and I believe it is a shape-shifting Marvel race. In the book, it is a Skrull, mm-hmm. and that's the more common shape-shifting. It's very similar to what they did with Dark Phoenix. Mm-hmm. She can't show feelings. I wrote down here, funny smile...
Oh, she does a funny smile. Yes. They try to smile.
And I wrote down here a question. Like, didn't she? She's like, I don't have feelings. But I wrote, didn't she smile at Carolina when she first saw her and got to see her? And I'm pretty sure she did.
Oh, I don't remember. That's probably, it sounds familiar to me.
Yeah. Alex, meanwhile, is using x-ray glasses to see in the basement to our characters who are in the algorithm.
I will say this is important. The x-ray glasses are important to kind of follow along where they're going and what's happening with them.
Stacy gets info from Carolina, finds out about her being Jonas's daughter. So basically, remember, Stacy is the wife of the Jonas alien mm-hmm. character. And she's basically finding out, oh, you're Jonas' daughter. So that's not making her happy because she already has her two children, mm-hmm. this alien, and finds out their husband has another daughter.
Yes.
Wait till she finds out that there's another baby that's going to happen. So we cut back to Gert, and I was going to say Gale and Dirt.
This is awesome.
Dale and Gert, and he knows that Gert is right. And we get a little more about Olace's powers.
Awesome stuff.
Cut back to the Wilders. Catherine basically takes the rap. She confesses to killing Darius.
Mm-hmm. Everything's good now. She'll be okay. She's in
a good
place.
Catherine
Wilder confesses to killing Darius.
Now, somehow we said something in my iPad, switched to Siri. Darius confessed
Darius,
killing Darius. Confessed not getting
Catherine
out.
Killed Darius.
I have no idea what. It's weird. And again, it's so funny. Is like they're in jail, right? They're in jail. Mm-hmm. They're in jail in this scene, and they're talking in that one room. They walk in like, oh, there's our lawyer. We walk over to our lawyer, and we're fine. And then here come the cops, and they handcuffed her again. I'm like, she's already in jail. What do you do? I'm gonna handcuff you and take you to jail. Let's just take
no, there's scenes later on where we see people handcuffed.
Why? She's handcuffed. It seemed like it was a silly little thing.
Handcuff people in jail still?
It wrecked the entire show for me.
Like, apparently.
We cut, Nico kind of feels that she is actually the fourth alien.
Yes.
They're kind of leading
because she's having the dreams. She's having the eye things are still happening. She's having all sorts of issues. Yes.
Okay, now we're going to get to the sequence I think that you were referencing earlier about Gert. So
yes.
Zavin poses as Gert and...
Oh, okay, that makes more sense to me.
Gert, and she basically says, "Hi, it's me. It's your son." Now, how does she basically says, "You know, I'm Gert." How does she know that Gert hasn't been captured? She chooses to go as Gert, and says, "Hey, I'm like she doesn't know that Gert has been captured by Dale. She does not know if they talked to Dale. So I thought that was a problem. Like making a huge assumption, like." Gert, you were just in the house earlier. You're
these
like,
kids
oh.
don't make great decisions. Let's be real here. They make some terrible decisions. Some very childish decisions. Again, I don't know who this show is targeted towards. I also don't. Is it targeted towards kids or is it targeted towards Marvel fans?
Like
or,
everything else, it's targeted directly at me. I'm assuming. Well, they... That's all I think about. Alex and Hiko go into the algorithm.
I want to mention something here with Alex. This is something that bothered me, and it's so small, but it just bothered me. I wish Alex had something different than a messenger bag. He has this bag strapped around his shoulder, and he's always like trying to, like, he's running and he's trying to move it and carry it and stuff like that. Dude, just get a backpack. Put it on your back, and then you can run, no problem. But he's trying to do this messenger bag. Like, it's the worst form of holding things is a messenger bag. Anyway, so that's ruined the show for me.
That was great. That was good stuff. I mean, I did not think about that. Now I got to think about that. Okay, so the alien family are, let's go find them. And they find out Gert slash Zavin. And we get to a sequence where Molly and Stacy have a fight. Molly uses her powers and Stacy. And Molly actually reaches Stacy. So we see that we've been told that once the aliens are in, the human host is dead.
Yes.
But they're not. They're buried in there. So Stacy kind of reaches out, which is again, it's like, hey, sweetie, it's me. It's the one who murdered 17 children. I'm the good one in this scenario, apparently. But yeah. All right. Cut back into the algorithm. Nico finds Carolina.
Is it going to happen where the parents are just going to have to sacrifice themselves to stop these aliens? Because I feel like that's like their moral way out.
Interesting that you say that. I'm not saying that based on anything else. It comes up to my premise. Well, we're almost at the end of episode one here.
Yes.
But it's like, what will the show do with the parents? Because it's a moral obligation that television shows and fiction in general can't have. You know, The Sopranos can't end where Tony goes, hey, I'm gonna live happily ever after, yo. You know, it's not gonna be Godfather.
And he becomes
Godfather.
A
Godfather 3. He, you know, Michael lives the end, but he really has a miserable life, and he just dies in a chair because that's the sadness. Because we can't promote the negative unless
there's been dark endings. But...
It has to be a redemption arc. Darth Vader can have a redemption arc, but he has to die at the end. He can't like, I've saved everybody, Luke. Now let's you and I go and explore the galaxy together. It's like you gotta die.
You killed a bunch of babies.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So I wrote down here, aliens get home really fast. It's one of those things where they need to like get the characters here and get there fine. They sense something is not right.
Wait, do you feel that, Jerry?
Yes, I think someone has touched this. Tension for a cliffhanger. And then we cut and we see that Leslie is getting an ultrasound and it shows that the baby is glowing.
What's the ultrasound sound? That's what that is.
It's different than my sound for a speeder bike in Star Wars.
It wasn't as good as the last time.
I know, a lot of pressure.
You want to hear Jerry's awesome sound effects, go to our Mandalorian podcast.
I can't do it right now.
No, you can't.
Ow!
No, that's not it.
I know, I'm not.
What was that?
I was doing a Jawa.
That was a Jawa. Ow!
It was a Jawa on a speeder bike. All right, so that brings us to the end of episode one. I will ask you at the end of each episode, Joel, who is the fourth alien after episode one? It could be anybody. It could be one of the... Do you think it's one of the runaways or one of the other parents?
I think it's one of the runaways.
Storytelling drama would tell me that it should be one of the runaways. At this point, it should be because the other three are all the parents.
I still think it might be Gert, but it could be Old Lace too. Because they're Old Lace and Gert are doing... They're having issues.
They haven't also showed any character in the runaways at this point, parent or runaway, doing something that we would go, hey.
But that's okay. You don't need to do that right away in the first episode.
But I mean, but we're also seeing them by themselves for the most part, and we're not seeing them like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
So what's up with that?
What's up with that? We'll find out. But I thought this was a good
episode. We'll find out in the episode.
I like this episode. I thought it was a good time. It's a good episode. Good first episode.
Episode two titled...
That's not what it's titled. It is titled The Great Escape.
Great Escape.
Great movie.
So Chase at this point realizes that the algorithm is a fake. And Chase and Janet realize that they can control the algorithm.
Yes. Awesome stuff.
We see the alien family having a little bit of a power struggle. We're kind of finding out a little bit more about the fact that the daughter is really not pleased. The mom is clearly not pleased. Jonah thinks he's in charge of everything. We haven't even gotten... the daughter is envious of, like, why is, you know, the son gets to do this. And there's also references at some point. We talk about, like, the reason that the alien family had to leave is because something I believe they say that the son did. And maybe they showed that. I thought they showed that or talked about that early on in the last season, but I do know
that
at some point they do coming up here in this or the next episode.
Yeah, it's not these episodes.
Okay.
Because I do not remember that.
Gert's leaving. Stacy shows up.
Oh, wait, so I want to point out here. First of all. All
right.
Dale's talking about Fish a bunch, which Fish the band. Seen him in concert, love Fish and all that. And then the fact that they have a, they do a whole music montage with Fish as the background music, bouncing around the room. I was like, this is fantastic. Excellent. I've never seen that before on a TV show, and that's great that I get to see a song that I love being used as a
Fish
montage.
Sold out, I guess.
No. So did Metallica, but it doesn't matter. I don't care. But it was great. I love seeing that. Good stuff.
If you had to, out of all of the parents, who out of all the parents is the one that you look at and go like, well, that one is the most innocent murderer of 17 children?
Janet, probably.
Janet,
because she was being abused by Victor.
Interesting.
So she has.
I always lean towards Dale more than Stacy. Of course, it's hard to with Stacy because now that the alien's in there, yeah, it really
does.
But
Dale and Stacy were second, but I would definitely go with Janet because Janet was, you know, under Victor's thumb. She was scared. She was terrified. He was abusive to her and her son. So
and Leslie's interesting because she's also pregnant.
She stayed around. Janet stayed around because, oh, no, Leslie's bad. She's pregnant and, oh, now everything's okay, but like, oh, no, you were bad. You were running the cult,
mm-hmm.
right? Remember her husband?
Oh, yeah. Well, he won't be on the show anymore.
It's always funny. Like, the people
he won't be on the show anymore just because the actor turned out to be a little pervy.
Yeah.
He got caught up in the Times Up, Me Too movement a little bit.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what they're going to bring back from the show and what they're not. Of, like, characters we've seen before, back in the day, Darius.
Yeah. The bad cop. Who we saw at the beginning of the cop, so he's in that room.
The wall or something like that, or
yes. So Gert is leaving, and Stacy shows up, and she changes back to her alien persona, and then there's a fight. But Old Lace saves with a headbutt,
yeah,
which is great.
That's great.
We see Nico,
hey,
yeah.
Old Lace is the best part of the show, in my opinion. Every time the dinosaur's on screen, I am full alert watching it. Cause I'm like, this.
Well,
is
that's
awesome.
The sign of a great. Creator, the writer, Brian K. Vaughan, who wrote the book, the original, when he created this, he's like, I'm going to have these kids. I'm going to have all these powers. One's got superpower. One's got this with this. You know, and he has all this stuff and these villains and puts it out in L.A. versus Marvel's normal in New York. And he goes, oh, by the way, one of them has a dinosaur. It's like,
yeah.
Fantastic. Throw that in there. It's awesome.
And the show, like, does it.
It would be an easy thing on another show if this had come out 10 years ago, whatever. They go like, oh, we're not doing the dinosaur, and we're only having four kids and not six.
Or they would have done the dinosaur for one episode and gotten rid of it. It would. Remember the big budget show that Fox, I think we probably talked about this on this podcast.
We did, absolutely.
Terra Nova.
Yeah.
And they were like, look at dinosaurs on television. Now it's like, there's a dinosaur in this show. It's a puppet, it's CG, and it looks great. It looks great.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we talked about how this show did kill off one set of the parents that isn't killed off in the books at that point because they figured, like, we've got a pretty big cast.
Sure.
But, yes. Nico is asleep, and she's hearing Morgan Le Fay's voice call to her. And I love this because Nico's eyes...
We don't know it's Morgan Le Fay at this point.
Well, if you read the subtitles, it says Morgan every time the character's name comes up.
I mean, it's on IMDb as well, and it was announced. So
I'm saying
sorry
it's on... No, I'm saying
anyway.
On the show... If, again, the subtitles say Morgan, so...
Oh, well, I mean, like the closed captioning, you're saying?
Yes, and I believe at the credits in the end, she is accredited as that.
Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
Could be any Morgan. I know a lot of Morgans.
Old Lace saved with a headbutt. All right, so Nico's eyes go all Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
So I do love the effect that they do with the eyes, either through makeup or probably CG.
It's CG,
yes,
because
it goes
CG.
Away, comes on yeah. so fast, which is great.
What's going on? What's going on with that? I know there. I don't know if you've gotten to the point yet, but I have not. But people have, you know, connection to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. People have seen the Darkhold being a part of this somewhere. So
I haven't gotten to that yet.
I haven't gotten to it either. So
spoilers, Joel. Spoilers.
It's not spoilers, but it's.
It changes everything.
We'll see how much connection is to the. Bigger
All right,
Marvel
I've written down here.
Universe.
Stein took abstract.
Abstract. You mean the algorithm? Stein.
No,
took
the abstract. The abstract is something else. They took that. No, it's the book. It's the book that you are
yes.
calling Darkhold. So,
the book the aliens read.
I wrote Stein, so I think that's supposed to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, Victor. Victor Stein.
He took the abstract.
No, he didn't take it. He left the room. Alex took it. Alex went in the room and took it.
Well, I know he reads it. So,
yes.
Okay. He says, I got written out here locked out. So he's locked out of it. Anyways, Molly and Zavin are outside waiting. And then in back of the car, Alex is reading the abstract. Put my notes here. Ooh.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Wait, sorry, Joel, step up with the notes. Help me out here.
I got some notes. I got this note coming up here. They played K-pop for Jerry.
I don't even...
There's a scene where they actually have some K-pop, and they're playing it.
I'm not a K-pop guy.
You love K-pop.
No, I like that one
You
group,
introduced me to K-pop. You're like, Joel, you gotta watch this K-pop.
Because it was crazy.
Thing.
It was
this
a
was
thing.
This was years ago, though, son. I want to give you credit. Like, this was before...
It was before Gangnam Style, yeah. It was like, it was even before that. I was like, have you seen this? I was just fascinated by that. I went down that rabbit hole for about a month, and I kept following it. It was just that one group,
you were totally
girls' generation.
It.
It was fascinating.
I love when you dive into stuff. You did that with Sweeney Todd, too.
I'm not into K-pop. I don't listen to it anymore. I was like, at that time, I was like, this is fascinating. And then I was interested. Wow, this. Welcome to the Bender Brothers podcast for the
Bender
K-pop.
But those are my notes. Is all I'm saying is these are the notes I take, Jerry.
So I written down here that they have the inhibitor pods they took them, have taken from the car. So they have these inhibitor pods that they took that were in the basement. Tina, meanwhile, Joel's face.
Inhibitor pods.
Those in pods, which they're good. Okay. Those are the
coffins,
pods that they invent. No. Those little things that they're eventually going to
put around
Victor.
Yes.
They have that. Tina, meanwhile, goes to the company and she's having them make transportation.
She's taking all of their work and just funneling it into one thing. Everybody's off all their projects. They're now just working on one thing.
Carolina then goes into, I wrote down holodeck with Jonah, but I think that's the abstract. She goes in there. Yikes. I've got great notes like Nico and Morgan. So she's talking to Morgan LeFay.
Whatever's going on there. There's
Nico.
Birds. Morgan LeFay's turning into birds.
Twice. Weirdly, for some reason. Like, have you seen the bird thing? Yeah, you just did it. I'm going to do it again. All right. Drops the staff. Not going to deal with the staff. Janet is reunited. We're still in the abstract, so nobody has gotten out of that. That's where all
algorithm.
It's happening. Yes. Algorithm. What's the abstract? Oh, the abstract's about... That's a problem. That is a huge problem with this show. They're in the algorithm. They're in the algorithm, but this book's called The Abstract.
Call it the framework. It's what it is.
No, don't throw that extra stuff in here. So they're in the holodeck.
Not you, but they should just call it the framework. It's in the holodeck.
Janet is finally reunited with Chase and Carolina. They're all together. And
they don't want to leave where they're at because it's the idealized thing. And like, Carolina's
and Victor
like,
is on the outside and he starts pushing the controls and he's making Chase suffocate.
Yeah, cool stuff.
Carolina uses her powers to save him. Then the group come in and it's Nikto versus Klaatu Barada.
Yep.
Nico is versus Victor. And then Molly comes in. She's fighting him and then Molly comes in with the save. Molly comes in with the big save.
I've skipped over some stuff that I just want to mention real fast. This is Zavin's powers when she turns into Tina. I thought that was awesome. I thought it was really cool because I did not see it coming. I thought it was really well done.
That was cool.
I also thought that I completely forgot about it, but seeing Victor shed. I had completely forgotten about the shedding thing. That's why they need to kill people.
Is she shed?
Is she shed?
Cheryl,
she shed. But Victor burnt it down. No, he... The fact that Jonah was shedding, that's why he had to do it. I forgot about that. So it was cool to see them bring that back. Mm-hmm. I'm happy they didn't forget about it.
We see the inhibitor pods that I mentioned earlier are used to capture Victor.
So I also want to... There was a... so this was the fight with Victor and Nico, which was awesome.
Yes.
But it was too short. It was one of those cool moments. Like, yes, this is awesome. And then it ended. I was like, oh, no, it's over. That's when he breaks the staff.
Yes, that's what I wrote down, yeah. We go back into the algorithm, and at this point, this is what I want to talk about the parents. At this point, they're now like, okay, we're wrapping up the parents' storyline slowly over this season.
Mm-hmm.
I believe because, again, it's Runaways. It's not Runaways and their parents because that doesn't work as a title. So Janet makes the decision to become part of the algorithm. She has to find some kind... Okay, so...
To open the door up so Chase can get out.
I basically wrote down there, they have to find some kind of happy ending for the kid killers. So they go, like, listen, Janet...
Janet was one of the ones that
I know, but bottom line, they're all guilt by association. If they didn't pull, you know, they were all in the robes. It's all whatever their motives are. So Alex, meanwhile, so our characters now is Carolina's dad, quote unquote dad. He's gone from last season. He's
now in Victor.
No.
Oh,
I'm talking about
dad.
her dad. That character. He's gone. So Alex's mom is in jail. Now we see Janet is going to become part of the algorithm, so she's the, like, all right, so
she
here's,
sacrifices
here's,
herself
here's
to
your
save.
Sacrifice. Here you go, kid killer. You
well,
go
she
that
can come
way.
Back. She still exists
yes,
in a form.
Yes, but this is, at this point I realized, like, oh, this is the end game, I think, for these characters.
Probably.
Because
but
the
like
kids have been very, the kids, no matter what they've been dealing with, even with Chase went to go back and see his dad because his dad was sick or whatever, they have to, they can't get back with their parents at all. Like, the best case scenario is, I'll come and visit you in jail every other month.
Yeah.
That's boring TV, but that's what they'd have to look at.
But I thought Janet had a good, I thought the scene with her and Chase was really nice. I thought it was really well.
Now, I don't know, I wrote down here, I don't understand why the door had to be held open by her.
We don't have to know why.
Yeah, that's weak.
It's science-y stuff. It's alien,
and
alien science.
And consequently, when they get there, her physical body is gone. So, again, magic TV. I think, unless it comes back, if it comes back, I'll eat a bug.
Ooh.
So we get back to our hideout. They leave the hostel. And, again, they've got Victor. Victor is captured there. But like,
yeah, they
it's like,
just
let him go.
Get out of here. Like, you got him in the inhibitor.
It's almost as bad as the Flash. Like, he got away. How? You're the fastest man alive. I just couldn't look around that corner.
That part bothered me. Like, we got to get out of here. You have Victor. You have him. Take him with you.
We're not ready to deal with the inhibitors.
Like,
oh, yeah, at least you could have done like, oh, the other two are coming right now and we can't overpower them. So that was a weak moment there, So the group get back together and they're trying to decide about Chase and what they should do with him. And they also bring up the question, who is the fourth Gabon? Gabon. Victor Gabon. And Nico, again, thinks it's her. And that's
fair. And she doesn't have her staff anymore. It broke. I mean, she has.
So at the end of episode two, Joel, who is the fourth Gabon sister?
Well, I'm going to say it's probably Gert still. I'm saying Gert, but I don't know.
Do you think.
Is it old days?
At this point, watching
it,
this is me. I didn't know, but I had huge speculation based on the comic, even though it's not really the comic, but I figured this would be a nice way to tie into what happens in the comic. Or is this. I thought to myself. Again, the show has shifted, so it can be anything. I do, at this point, still think it is a runaway. And I do think it's not Nico, because, again, Nico thinks it's her. So
I agree.
It can't be Nico because she thinks it's her.
I agree.
And I'm watching it going, at this point, is the alien in there and in complete control of this scenario, or is the alien submerged and coming forward in times that we're not seeing the alien? Because
they come back and show us
because
done,
each
like.
Character has been doing things that wouldn't be done. Every one of them. There hasn't been one where I've gone like, well, you know, Gert's always been doing like, no, Gert was decent in all these sequences. Well, you know, Alex was here. No, Alex was decent.
But sometimes they go over the top of being like, this person's so normal that they're the bad guy. We got to find out who was the one that said, let's get out of here and didn't take Victor, because that might be the bad guy.
Maybe.
Who said that?
All right, so that ends two episodes. That's all we're going to talk about here. And, I'm just real fast. Did you think these were solid episodes?
I thought the first one was really good. I thought this was a very average episode, Runaways average.
Still
but
good,
again,
though, right?
I wrote down here, the old lace scenes are the best scenes. They're just, the scenes with the dinosaur are just rock solid, awesome television.
But overall, like, would you say this was good stuff, though?
Yes.
I mean, a good episode.
When I watched the episodes with old lace, it's like watching a Game of Thrones episode with a dragon. That's what it feels like. And I'm like, wow, this is a runaway show that has a CGI dinosaur.
And a girl in a purple hair. Which, by the way, I showed Debbie that picture of the woman at work. She's like, oh my God.
There's a woman that we did some work with.
I did a video
like
production.
An older woman version.
It looks
of Gert.
Like Gert. I showed it to Joel, the picture of her next to Gert. And Joel's like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
All right, there we go. That was Welcome Back to the Runaways. And we will continue for these. I believe there's 10 episodes.
Yep.
Not 10. Was it last year that they did one of these, like the second season, I think they did 12 or 13.
Yeah, there's 10 episodes this season.
I think it was 13 in the second. There was
13 in the second.
And 10 in the first. So they're going to have a total of 33 episodes. Not a bad run for a show that I think, again, this is not obviously as good as the Marvel movies, duh. And I don't think this is going to be as good as the Marvel TV shows that are going to be on Disney Plus. If only going by the quality of The Mandalorian, they're doing movie quality, like prestige television, like Game of Thrones, like Marvelous Miss Maisel, like Jack Ryan, like Stranger Things, prestige television. This is basically the same as regular S.H.I.E.L.D. television to a certain degree, is what
I would
S.H.I.E.L.D.'s
on another. I think S.H.I.E.L.D. is still. Again, I said.
I'm talking about the quality of the show, how it's put together. They look in the same universe.
Exactly, and I like that, and I think they match nicely. Again, S.H.I.E.L.D. this show, it's better than the CW shows.
Yes.
Because, I mean, there's better storytelling.
But it's the same level of television versus the Netflix shows. Were not necessarily as prestige as the ones I just previously mentioned, but they did have a production value that I felt is higher than this and higher than Shield.
Well, they have to all spread it out too.
Because it's less money. So it's interesting. I do feel it's, you know, Cloak and Dagger was the same way. Cloak and Dagger was weaker in the storylines, but we'll see how they show up here. So
I don't know, I'm excited for that.
All right. So thank you for listening. We will be back with episodes 3 and 4 as soon as Joel gets off his butt and watches those episodes.
We'll be there.
Because I got notes. So come back and join us as I try to figure out what the heck I was talking about. Because the longer we wait, the more it gets lost. Because I'm going to be up. I'm going to watch. I'll watch 6 within the next day or two. So I'll be ready to go. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm Jerry.
I'm Joel. We'll talk to you next time.